let me put on my business hat now. Seriously, why does government have to build that? Why can't a sensible private sector who sees in a market, available market, they may very well already be in the industry of accommodation, or they may not be. But that's a business decision. That's not for government to do.
But and I'm sure the building list that I'm talking about, you and I are speaking about, that's a government building. That belongs to Port Authority.
Right, and I'm saying, but why would the government, the Port Authority, the Inc., the entity, the company that manages the government, the board, why would the board agree to do something to enter into what I call that's just pure and sheer business? Why would the government enter into that space when that's a private sector thing?
No, that ain't a private sector. And they said all of that there is all of you bring you amalgamate everything into one, and that would be an area where the government can make some extra cash. Because let me tell you, Santa Lisa, the house and ships used to come to Barbados one time, coming out of Port Harcourt in Nigeria. Those LNG tankers, very dangerous tankers, and they used to come for crew and stores, and they used to stay in hotels.
Mm-hmm.
When they leave Barbados, they go to Altamira in Mexico or Tampico. So I'm saying that in ships like them, that are waiting for 5 and 6 people, or their super tankers that are waiting for 12 people, they could stay in that hotel there. And when the ships arrive, you get a shuttle and shuttle them into the harbor and the board, the tugboat, and go on board the ships and whatever. I am saying that is the area where the Port Authority and the government dropped the ball, where I see it as a money-making affair. They could have been making some extra money because the port spent a lot of money to modernize the port, and I am all for that. I am all for whatever the port doing to modernize the port, because the port was very helpful to me. And I was very gracious in doing what I had to do for not only the port, but for my country, mm-hmm. in the port.
I was going to respond to you and tell you that you also, while the port has done something for you, you've also done something for the port, because you were a loyal worker who gave your services as well. So there was no one-way relationship. There was a two-way relationship.
Of course. And I worked with some of the finest managers you could work with. People like Leonard Morris and Everton Walters, and to a lesser extent, the gentleman that's there now.
John Marie.
And mm-hmm. I've worked with a lot of great managers down there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and great chairmen and that kind of thing. And I knew all of them on a very personal basis.
So why you don't call John Marie and tell him, when you saw the building going up, or even when you heard about it, because it was tell him that they should take this opportunity and add in a space for accommodation?
Two stories up. Yeah, and they could have made money. That could have been another.
I ask you a question. Why did you not at the time? You say you have a great relationship with Jean Marie.
Yes,
why did you not call Jean Marie and tell him that?
I have great relationships with all of them, but at the same time, my relationship, as great as it was a working relationship, and it was a man where they would want to listen to me with my ideas.
Nah, all ideas must contain.
Yeah, I know all ideas must contain, but I just thought that I would bring this to you because I thought that would have been a brilliant idea to get.
It has its merit. I am automatically thinking of security, I must admit, and that there's some spaces that I don't think governments should be in. Even recently, I heard the Minister of Agriculture talking about chicken and a certain part. And in my mind, I'm like, that is for businesses to work out, though. It's not for the ministry to be determining. Let the market. I mean, yes, it's not every single thing in the market that. Because I know we have price control on, I think it's onion now and chicken wings, the two main last things that we had price controls on.
But
there's some things that I think government needs to stay out of, though, and let the private sector do what they're supposed to do best, which is trade.
Let me say this before I go, right? Barbados is looking to become an international
hub,
dealing with trade coming out of South America, Central America, and the Panama Canal, going out in North America and Africa and Europe and places.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to be proactive and not only think about now. You've got to think about when Barbados has experienced its full potential.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to got everything in place to accommodate everything, all the possibilities, and to make it even a more sought after place in mm-hmm. terms of the shipping companies and that kind of stuff. That's all they're trying to say. And I think that they dropped the ball on this one.
Okay, I would raise that with the powers that be.
The other Lisa.
And tell them, the board entirely,
right.
and tell them that there was a suggestion from our regular caller who talks about the port and shares good insight.
Oh, tell them about the regular caller who talks about the port.
And shares...
Let them know the great signalman, the trilingual signalman.
The what? Tell me your... What you said, the tri...
Trilingual signalman.
Trilingual signalman. Good, good. Right. So do you have a good relationship...
With Billy Ferguson and all.
Yeah, so it was him I was coming to, because, you know, he's still on the board.
Yes, I know.
Right, so why you didn't call him? Why people feel as though they can't share ideas and talk
to
people?
No. I speak to Billy pretty regularly.
And did you tell him about your suggestion about the extra story?
I have been telling him about a Stephen Center for years.
Not the Seaman Center, about using the admin building.
I think I told him. Uh-huh. I go on back with Billy as far back as his father back in the sandpit, back in the 60s as a little schoolboy, and that kind of thing, and going to the States to bring a ship down here called the North Point that the Arabar regime had bought from the Americans.
Yes.
In 1975, and then the next year when Tom Adams win, the government, Tom Adams sold the boat.
Yes.
You know, he gave me a couple
of stories. I mean, he has some fascinating stories about some of the experiences that he had in his heyday. Mr. Ferguson, you give me one or two as well. Some good stories.
You mean Billy or his father?
Billy. The Ferguson who is... How old is he now? He's 81 or 82?
Man, he up in 70, up in
or 79. I hope I'm not aging him.
He still has a very brilliant mind.
Yeah, memory is very sharp. He can still take a big piece of paper and draw something, shit.
And he still has the ship registry going.
Yes, he does.
Going strong.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell Mark Williams about that, because I share these people come talking about the court, and I don't worry to answer them no more. I tell answering people to correct them. I tell them that. So let come and
what is the correction you have been making consistently?
Like for example, I hear a woman the other day saying that she want to know what to do with the sewage from the cruise ship.
Right, and that's what you share with her. You just tell her that they're never when somebody being wrong.
But I didn't call because, you know, sometimes it's really frustrating to hear people talking things that they believe before any empirical evidence. You know.
You like many of them WhatsAppers that they're blistering me, but when I ever have the temerity to talk about God on this program, why don't I go on another program? Why don't I
this program?
There are all kinds of people in this world.
This program is for all subjects. Once it is clean and educational, mm-hmm. I am all for it. Whether it's Bible, shipping, whatever.
That's
it
right.
is, I am for it. Once it is educational, and you can at the end of the day you learn something from.
I'm gonna thank you for your contribution. We have to go to the ICAB half hour, the ICAB 5-minute presentation. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Down to Brass Tacks. Remember, we're going until 2 p.m. today. We have Michelle Brathwaite in the studio with us. My name is Lisa Gale, and I'm the moderating from 10 on until 2. And we hope to engage you some more. A number of matters. The one in particular I wanted to raise, just a lady or a gentleman, I'm not sure, it was a WhatsApper, and they said that they have been to several banks, and some of them are closed, and they had to go to alternative banks, and they have to stand in some very, very long lines. In particular one, last week she had to stay in a line until 4 hours, and she wants to know when is the bank going to reinstitute the new times. And I think that that's a useful call, because there are a number of persons. Every time I pass a bank, I'm seeing a lot of long lines. And because of the reopening, I'm sure that the banks would have had some time to reconfigure and get themselves back. So I hear your plea, and I'm willing to repeat it here, for the banks to either reopen some of the branches or extend the hours. There has been the extension given the last curfew number 7. And they are well within their rights to resume hours or to modify hours to some extent. But there are a number of persons who are hurting, standing in long lines and being in uncomfortable situations. And I think the banks really need to hear the customers, their customers, and do a modification to their hours and the day openings as well. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, hi, Lisa. This is Andrea Wells from the Democratic Labor Party.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, and it's good to hear you back on the air again.
I didn't go off, you know.
Well,
I only went on holiday, and then I came back since then.
Good, well.
Yeah.
Right, so but during this COVID period, we seem to have lost track of time, quite frankly.
Yes, okay.
What I'm really calling about today, though, last time it would have really engaged the call-in programs was in relation to the water problems,
yes,
which we were having in St. John, in particular Sherbourne,
yes,
and Vincent Hill. Unfortunately, our situation has not improved.
Oh my goodness.
But I decided, okay, well, I will give the government time because the Prime Minister did address it in her updates in terms of being able to bring relief to the residents in St. John who are experiencing water outages. Sadly, we have not had any running water through our tap since March.
Mm.
And as you know, this problem has been going on since last year.
Yeah.
What prompted me to call? No, because the situation has spread, and a number of persons have contacted me throughout St. John. Up to yesterday, I went walking, and persons spoke to me about it, even called. So, mm-hmm. No, the situation has spread throughout St. John and other areas.
Mm-hmm.
You have Cherry Grove, which was not affected before. Their water is now going off on a daily basis. In Poole, it is happening. Clifton Hall, the water was off since Saturday. And obviously, Colleton and Gall Hill and those areas still have the challenges as well. And you would have heard that a number of other areas, it's not just St. John alone, but primarily the rural parishes who are having this problem.
Yeah.
Now, my call for fixing this problem, because we have to recognize what is really causing the problem. Persons would call and talk about birth means, but that's a distribution problem. And it is not necessarily the birth means, which is part of the problem, but right now it is because of the prolonged drought. So it's being able to source an adequate supply of water for Barbadians. And my call has always been that we need to invest in a desalination plant to bring relief to persons, because we cannot, every single year during the dry period, mm-hmm. expect that communities and many households go without water and have to deal with getting water from community tanks,
yes,
or from the tankers on a daily basis. And I would like to find out what is the Fair Trading Commission's role in this matter, because all of us continue to receive water bills on a monthly basis. And it is not to say that the water bill is for a reduced amount, because they recognize that we have not had running water in our houses for over
since
a year.
March.
My water bill is for the same amount.
No, that's not.
It is for, and there are several people who have been getting water bills for the same amount. So I believe that the Fair Trading Commission should look into this. There is a protocol with the Fair Trading Commission dealing with water, which expires at the end of this year. Yes, it does give provision that the Water Authority would face drought. But I think you need to compare the utility companies alike, because if the Light and Power was telling me that they had a problem with their distribution problem, but be satisfied that the street light is working and you can get light in the community, but I cannot get electricity inside my house, none of us would want to pay our light bills for that situation. And mm-hmm. part of the mandate of the Fair Trading Commission is to ensure that the utilities companies make the appropriate investment so that the users would be able to get what they're paying for. We all are paying for water, not to get from a community tank, not to get from a tanker, mm-hmm. but to get water coming into our house. And if we are not getting that service, I think that the Fair Trading Commission should be mandating that the Light and Power offer us some sort of rebate on our bills.
BWA
offer us some sort of rebate on our bills
mm-hmm.
for the period of time which we have been suffering and paying our water bills. I am certain that if the program was available, that you could get, each household can get the personal tank, that money would have covered the personal tank, because
that program started and there was quite a bit of interest, but it just went awry. Nothing really came out of it.
But remember that before you were paying a water bill for roughly $30, but now the government has added the sewage and garbage contribution, which we're still getting billed for, even though that we don't So your bill has, your expenses more or less have doubled.
Increased.
From the $30 to $70 or more. So therefore, taking on that, because they're not necessarily free, but it still comes in as an expense to you. And obviously, given the situation that is happening, many people may not be able to take on that additional expense because it would probably mean another $70 or so. But because of the inconvenience that they have put on a number of households for months, for a whole year, they should at least meet with the resident, because they still have not met with us yet, even though we call for that in the petition.
No.
Meet with the residents to discuss how best can we make the situation work better for you. Now, this problem also affects agriculture as well. And that is where you may see the need for the desalination plant may be important, may critical to our economic development in this country. Because since the COVID-19 period has started, a number of persons, after becoming laid off, and even regular farmers have turned to agriculture. But you know what is their stumbling block right now?
Water.
They can't get water.
Yes.
The rain isn't falling. Those who are not close to the wells, which are operated by the BADMC, cannot get water. And then the ones who have to turn and use the water from the BWA have to pay a very high price for that water. And there are countless farmers in St. John, because I spoke to a farmer who said that she basically had to cut her production because she cannot get water for her crop.
Yeah.
When the truck comes out, they don't really give them adequate amount of water that you can use for the crop. And you're asking people to make ends meet now by turning to farming. But how can you turn to farming where you don't have the basic input for farming, which is water?
Yeah.
So when will the government and the BWA see that another desalination plant in Barbados is critical? What, must the people in the rural parishes continue to suffer? Because if right now agriculture could possibly boost our economic growth coming out of this COVID-19 period, but you can't do that right now because you don't have the major input, because the minister always speaks about the desalination plant as being too expensive. Mm-hmm. But I would ask him to measure the cost now, because not just to take bringing water to households, but in terms of the need for water is important for our economic growth and development, not just to supply households, but also for agriculture.
Yes.
And other business development throughout the country. But yet, still, after 2 years as the Minister of Water Resources, the minister could only speak to a pool for $1.4 billion in contracts, not $1.4 billion in money that was stolen or lost, but because of contracts that either did not go to tender or other irregularities.
Mm-hmm.
I read some of them in the Auditor General's report, and yes, it should not have happened, but that does not stop you from being able to move ahead.
We've got to deliver the service. There are no two ways about it. Water is a basic commodity. Even earlier today, we had a caller who talked about the difference between the social good and the public good. And with water, I think it is both public. Yes, it is public, but we need it. It is a necessity. It is something that every single one should be entitled to. And with the challenges that we are having, up to just now, when we went on break, there was another lady, I was talking to her. She's also from St. John, and she would reference the comment I made about the person from Clifton Hall. And she said they are having some serious challenges, and all you call, you make a call, request, nothing. And it's very frustrating. These are people who work, who have to go to work, who have to get up every day and get dressed. One lady who started bathing, and before she could finish her bath, the water was off. I said to her, it's basic. It really is dehumanizing to somebody to be consistently not getting access to something like water, for which they're paying for.
Correct.
One other point I wanted to make, I think I lost it. In relation, you made a point, a very valid point there just now. It will come back to me.
I think I give you a little chance to catch your train of thought. There's one other point that I wanted to raise, too. With regard to the contracts, some of those contracts were entered to with private entities who would service the same community tank. Now, the community tank in my neighborhood, all three of them were in since January. Mm-hmm. I have not seen anyone come to clean those tanks. all of that was part of the service contract. So when you renegotiated these contracts, which you thought were egregious, did you get a better price for the same level of service, or did you cut back on services that you deem not to be important? I know you have an entire community dependent on a tank for water for more than 6 months, for nearly an entire year, and it has not been cleaned once since
that's
it was in place.
That is not good enough.
So therefore, the new contract that you negotiated, was it worth it? Because you're putting our lives at risk.
Yeah.
And also the water tankers as well. When the water outages spread to other communities, the water tanker in this district does not come. Sometimes we'll get it early in the morning, or then at other times it will barely rush in here late in the afternoon or the evening. So obviously, because it has to go to other communities to service that was all part of the contracts too. So when you renegotiated the new contract, are the vehicles being properly serviced and maintained, and do you have an adequate fleet to deal with the water outages across Barbados?
Mm.
And why is it that it's only rural Barbados having water outages but not the other areas? Is it only those areas whose reservoirs are low?
Yeah, the members of the BWA were here before, and they shared at pains some of the challenges that they're having. And it seems to be a multiplicity of issues. You mentioned quite rightly just now the issue of drought and then the issue of distribution. I just remembered my train of thought. I started walking recently, and there's an area, I passed 2 days consecutively, there's a burst pipe where the water is coming as high as to your face, hitting your face when you walk past. So yesterday when I passed, it was actually slippery, which meant that it was there for a couple days. And those people have called the Barbados Water Authority. It is not on the person's property, it is where the Barbados Water Authority is. So it's off there between the machine and the blue pipe. You've seen the blue pipe? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know.
Close to the road.
Mm-hmm.
The point is for me to walk past a person's house and to be wet by a burst pipe main or whatever you want to call it. And that happens, that's 48 hours between the last two times that I've passed. And I passed up as recent as yesterday evening. So that's really not good enough. Yes, we know if you fix every single burst pipe, that would not address all of the issues, but at least it would address some. So you have to show that you are doing something. If you have a scenario where people are not getting any running water in their community, I think that tanks should be up there, tanks should be serviced on a regular basis, and people should be getting water, even if it is not running water. So you have to show that you are interested in the consumer getting what they should be getting, although they're not getting it. And then on top of that, as you're saying, the bills, that is not good enough that a person is still expected to pay for a service that they're not getting. So the Barbados Water Authority needs to answer to those queries that you have raised, and they're all legitimate queries.
Exactly. And then we need to press the minister in terms of seeing the importance of the second desalination plant. We are looking now for capital works projects to boost the economy, and I will see that is one that is an area that the money should be spent. Any money coming from the BOSS program, that is a critical capital works project. The desalination plant, and also upgrading the sewage system so that you can also use some of that water and put in a sewage system down the West Coast too, because this is the perfect time to look at that, because basically when you go down the West Coast, because the hotels are closed, it is basically idle. So I'm hoping that they don't just look for capital works projects which don't really bring any economic growth and development, because repaving a road now is not labor intensive. We've seen that before a few roads were repaved at night. So those are not labor intensive anymore, and it would not bring the economic boost that you're hoping from. You need to bring projects such as the desalination plant, upgrading the sewage system, putting a sewage system on the West Coast, which would help to put our economic development and jobs and projects which are labor intensive that would employ quite a few persons. That would be money well spent.
Indeed. A couple others, but I'm sure there are some different organizations, i.e. the port is one where a few capital works projects are being contemplated. So there are a number of capital works projects which I am not so sure that necessarily because it's labor intensive or not labor intensive, but I hear your point in terms of the employment benefits that can be construed therein, etc. But I'm going to thank you for sharing your position. I think these are some very valid points, and the people of St. John and other members of rural Barbados deserve better. They deserve water, and they deserve water. They want to pay for their water, and that is full stop. This is Down to Brass Tacks. We have another caller. You're on the air. Quite a number of persons responding as it relates to the water issue.
Good afternoon, Ms.
Good afternoon.
Gale.
Good afternoon.
Can you give me that little chuckle?
Sorry?
Can you give me that little chuckle, your signature?
It is, what's the word? It's not automatic, but it comes on its own. So you can't make it. All right, so you got it. So it's not natural. It is natural, but it is something that I can't determine when it's going to come. It just comes.